Well, it's really good to look across the room and see friends. I'm thinking about our family immediately here at Sunrise and all of us that are a part of this great adventure that we're on. The culture that we've created here has so many pluses to it. One of the minuses was spoken to me today by someone, and they were just sort of feeling, well, they were concerned for feeling disconnected from us. And that this didn't just happen with them, but happens in her observation with a number of us from time to time. That we tend to, as she put it, not hang out with one another, but go off to our rooms and we talked about that. In other words, she was talking about connection, and we've been talking here of love between and amongst ourselves and the sense of this culture that we know. We've already got a feel of it, but it's in the living of it that sometimes we sort of go through the through the reach-in in the wrong way. But where I'm going with this is that we already know so much. And it isn't just a mental concept. It's a thing of the heart, too. It's both. And I'm thinking, one of the ways that interests me in how we can relate to one another is taking advantage of opportunity, as I would call it. For example, we have a chance in every day to draw forth the magic that's in another person by being simply interested in them, caring for them. And it comes out in conversation. And one of the best ways, of course, is in the dining room. Here we have 2-3 meals a day together, day after day after day. I don't know what you feel, but if you haven't been in the dining room for a few days, I know I miss you. And I miss the substance of our interaction. And sitting at a table, I find I deliberately try to move around a bit. And someone will say to me, oh, this is the second meal in a row we've sat together. And I thought, right, oh. But I, on the other hand, I also feel it important to sort of keep moving around so I'm with different parts of our family so that I have a chance to interact with you in whatever way is going to naturally happen over a meal. And I'm thinking of what is it like to just be still for a moment and just observe one another interacting at a table. And then you hear something said by one of the friends, and it draws forth an interest in, well, tell me more about that. I'm interested in what you were saying about, you know, how it is to weed in the garden when you've got hard soil. You know, that's difficult. I'm also interested in knowing the depth of your heart, the creative side, this again, the cultural side. Maybe you've got a real deep interest in art, or perhaps in music, or dance, or Gary and his wonderful poetry. Dorian, too, in his poetry, and so on. How do we give that friend a field to work on, to be supported in drawing out this creativity, rather than going off like this, I don't want to talk during the meal. Okay, well, maybe you don't sometimes, and it's fine, you know, you're quiet. But on the other hand, you see something starting to bubble out of a person, and you say, tell me more. Draw it forth. We often talk about education being that way. A good teacher draws forth a child's interest in an area. A good community member draws forth our community members in different ways. We start rubbing shoulders differently. We are creating in that very moment an atmosphere of culture, true culture, that spawns more of the sense of connection. Again, Carolyn was talking about this relationship between letting source be, you know, your connection with source is very solid. Then what can come forth through you in the way of perceiving that person is ready to burst open if the right question or the right sentence or the right whatever is said. It suddenly springs forth. So my thoughts go to incredible appreciation, first of all, for this mix that we all are. Tomorrow it's going to be different than it is today, just because we each have changed. Somebody else comes into our midst and brings something. One of Barbara Marx Hubbard's friends appear. Somebody who's well-known that most of us probably don't know they're well-known, but they are in their field. They're brought here. They're drawn here. Drawn here to who knows what, but to interact. And this is what this creativity is about, is a weaving of substance, of physicalness, of all ranges of us in a present moment, that you get an atmosphere that's just unmistakable. I think of a precious time, for example, at Christmas time when we decorate the Christmas tree in the dining room. And we've got Roshana sometimes has played her flute, and the children are all present, and some of them are stringing cranberries and popcorn. Others have started to thank you, men, for putting the lights on this great tall tree. And, you know, and bit by bit, everybody adds to this one thing in the center of the room. Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that what we're doing in one way? Adding to that central piece. What is that? Our highest love. Our a wonderful sense of wanting to be here on earth, to be together, to decorate the tree of life right here, right now. What a beautiful chance we have as we are interested one in another, loving, caring, understanding. And yes, we have the other kinds of feelings. Can we bless those and let them go? Yes, we can. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.